The thing that separated John Belushi from the other anarchic comedians he inspired was his almost conspiratorial relationship with the audience. He'd arch one of his marvelously expressive eyebrows and crack that devilish grin, and it was as if he was letting us in on some kind of secret. In that sense, there was a logic and rationality beneath his whirling dervish routine, a comic presence that was both physically and intellectually imposing. The new biographical documentary Belushi, now streaming on Showtime, tries to examine the humanity beneath the wild man. I've started to grow a bit weary of the popularity of the biodoc, because most of them, no matter how well made or educational, are basically hagiographic infomercials. Belushi's life was so turbulent, however, and his addiction made him so difficult to be around, that much of this film plays like a slow-motion descent into hell. It's sort of surprising in retrospect that Belushi was only famous for 6 or 7 years before he died of a drug overdose at the age of 33, but even in a short amount of time, he solidified himself amongst the pillars of American comedy. He was a driving force behind the humor magazine National Lampoon, he was in the original cast of Saturday Night Live, he starred in the record-breaking comedy Animal House and scored a number one album with his novelty musical act, The Blues Brothers. Belushi was born to Albanian parents on the west side of Chicago, and although he didn't possess the stereotypically good looks we associate with the boy next door type, Belushi was, indeed, the all-American package. Popular, athletic, musically gifted, funny. Judy, his wife, talks about dating him when he was voted homecoming king in high school. "That was a good introduction to my life with John," she says. "He got to dance with the queen, and I had to dance with her boyfriend." A political radical who eventually found his way to the Second City improv scene, Belushi became known for his brute physicality in the touring rock show parody Lemmings and for incisive satire on the National Lampoon's Radio Hour. When SNL creator Lorne Michaels was assembling his cast in 1975, he reluctantly hired Belushi, who was initially outshone by breakout star Chevy Chase, but later found his footing and developed into a symbol for animalistic rebellion. Cocaine was omnipresent in the early years of SNL, and it's where Belushi picked up the habit that would hamper his performances and alter his personality. Before a 1979 episode, near the end of Belushi's SNL tenure, a doctor warned Michaels that there was a 50-50 chance Belushi could die right there on camera. "I can live with those odds," Michaels deadpanned. Belushi was directed by R.J. Candor, who's previously made documentaries about Dick Cheney and Anna Wintour, and it's built upon audio interviews conducted by journalist Tanner Colby. We hear from Belushi's friends, co-stars, and even some of his antagonists, and the signposts of his life are illustrated with off-kilter animation, which has become the go-to style for biographical docs. Even though this film isn't blind worship, it doesn't quite go far enough in outlining some of Belushi's worst traits, particularly his refusal to perform in sketches by SNL's few female writers. I have no doubt that this was a byproduct of his addiction, and what really comes through in Belushi, the film, is what a winning, ambitious, and warm person Belushi, the man, was, as long as he wasn't on drugs. One of the most heartbreaking details, Belushi hired a former Secret Service aide to shadow him in police's drug use, confident in the belief that he couldn't control himself. The irony, of course, is that gluttony, excess, and a total lack of control was so inherent to his comic persona, and yet it was also his ultimate downfall. Perhaps the film's most astute observation comes from comedian Tony Hendra, one of Belushi's National Lampoon colleagues, who points out that Belushi's trajectory is a distinctly American one. It was feverish, explosive, and sort of empty at the center, a story that everyone but its hero knows is a tragedy. Like one of the 20-car pileups in The Blues Brothers, the bigger Belushi got, the larger the destruction. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.